5:39. Good morning. It's Monday, July 15th. We are very pleased you've decided to hang out with us here today on Q105 on the Morning Reboot. Some voices may or may not be available today. We'll get to that shortly. Janet Amid will be here in a couple of hours. 8 o'clock will come quickly. Janet will be here after 8 o'clock for free astrological readings. If you miss any part of the show, and we don't like that, but we realize you have life to get to. You have work to get to. You have life. You have kids. You have family to tend to. So please make sure you get the podcast. It is completely free. We post it each day, each day's episode, each day's show a little before 10 o'clock, and you can get the link by texting Eric to our text number, always available to you, 419-240-1055. You can use that number to text anytime. You can call as well. We're brought to you by Mike Buck State Farm in Sylvania. Hashtag some pig, a panel full of ladies after 7:30. What if you were not the sex that you are? Like if you're a boy, but you were a girl. Or vice versa. What would your name be? We didn't get to that on Friday. We will this morning in a little over an hour from now. 5:40, Monday, July 15th. Good morning. It's Eric Chase and the one and only, possibly with a voice, Floyd.
Hi. No. No. Wait. Hi. There we go. I had to fake it. But really, when it went there, it was like, hi. That's the real one right there.
I enjoyed your tweet yesterday that said, I'm not doing a damn thing today is what I'm doing.
... Not a damn thing.
I was wondering if after two shows on Friday night, Ann Arbor, then back down in Toledo, and then how many hours at Love Fest, if you had to do George's or wherever brunch on Sunday.
11:30 a.m. to 2:30 a.m.
Saturday.
Saturday was Love Fest. Thank you for everyone who coming out and supporting and all that jazz. But I opened up a tab in the bar and the guy was like, "Can I have your card?" I go, "Look, it was like 1 p.m. I was like, "I'm here until tomorrow. I'm not going anywhere." So we made a little joke about it. But yeah, I talked for roughly 13 hours.
What was going on so early before lunch?
Oh, I was just getting ready and then piling up the set list for people. What I forgot to do. Get the list of like sponsors. Just like all the behind the scenes stuff that we use to go on stage. Like the lineup, like we had a schedule of stuff we had to stick on to the plan. We did not. Like I said, the list of sponsors. Had to make sure the DJ stuff was set up. They set up the stage. Shout out to that volunteer crew there. Just like all the behind the scenes stuff to let everything transition smoothly and go off without a glitch. And everything did go off without a glitch, minus our like timing and stuff. But we always forget to take in consideration bands have time to set up. Like if you're going on at 4:30, we're like, you might as well say 4:40 because they need time to set up, put their equipment in, the performers, the drag queens, kings, musicians, all that jazz. There's setup time and stuff. So it was definitely, for me, I took a step back this year from like hands-on volunteering. The past few years I've actually been there like helping set up, quote-unquote set up, instead of just stand there, watch everyone else, to be honest. But it was one of those things to actually be a performer this year. Try to enjoy it, but I don't know what it is about Adam Street. There were clouds in the sky, but they were all just around Adam Street. There's not one damn cloud in the sky. I was so hot.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, can I get some shade?
Ashley texted me, and I figure we saw her friend Becca, and Becca was trying to convince me to stay to watch her. I'm like, look, I'll be long asleep before then. But I will text Ashley to see if she'll come out. And she was trying to figure out like how hot it was. And it was scorching hot, but thankfully not humid. Did you lose like 10 pounds all day?
I would like to think that I lost 10 pounds. I felt like I was just sweating from beginning to end. And like, so what did someone say to me? They were like, why are you sweating? There's a breeze. I go, this breeze is hot. There's nothing cool about this breeze. Like, it's like someone saying, let's go take a trip to the desert, but I got a bottle of water for you. That water's going to boil as soon as we get there. No, it didn't work that way. But yeah, it was hot.
It was hot.
It was hot. I tried to do this to stay cool. No. And I kept drinking water, which just kept on making me have to pee. It's like every few hours, I would be like, can someone unzip me? Because I had like my layers upon layers, like corset, girdles, costume. I was like,
there were some spots of shade that were helpful, but it was a great turnout.
And it was a great turnout.
It was a great turnout considering there was stuff going on in Hensville, mm-hmm. normal downtown activities on a summer night, and I'm sure, I haven't seen, but I'm sure another record crowd at the TMA block party. Mm-hmm. So for Love Fest, because I usually get there around the same time every mm-hmm. year, around late afternoon, 5 o'clock or so, and there's a bubbling of people, mm-hmm. and this time when I got there, there was people there and enjoying yeah. themselves already.
But the thing about Love Fest, like it's a continuous flow of people, but come like 7:30, 8 o'clock, it's like, poof, where all these people come from? I don't know if you saw the aerial shots from on top of George's, right above the Love Fest of Love Wall. They're really really nice. I think Corey, I'm stealing your pictures. But yeah, so.
There was no talking this year, was there? Was there talking?
What do you mean?
In years past, like, the mayors or Pete Gerken had
no,
had a
the
word.
Mayor didn't show up.
He was at the block party,
That's cool, fine. They're very long-winded anyway.
Our favorite.
I just thought out that they're very long-winded.
I think it was a thing a couple of years ago because it was after the Orlando incident, so it made a bit more sense.
Mm-hmm. But. Former Mayor Paula Hicks Hudson was there, state representative now. And then another, forgive me if you're even up listening, there's another councilwoman there or another state representative woman. Oh, black lady, I can't
Yvonne
remember
Harper?
Her name. Yes!
She's close with Nick.
I love her. And she yeah. went out her way to introduce herself to me. And we talked for maybe 15, 20 minutes. And she was very, like, down to earth. And I'm one of those people, I could read someone, like, if you're just feeding me soup. But, like, she legit was enjoying herself. And, like, she had a little campaign t-shirt on. She did not bring up one time, like, vote for her or whatever. It was. She just literally was just like, how long have you been doing this? Blah, 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 blah. And she even asked me, like, how was my coming out experience? And I was just like, well, I never really had one. My mom kind of just assumed that I was gay, and we went from there. You know what I mean? Like, and she was right. But it was just one of those things that to see, like, an actual politician be out in the community just talking.
She does a lot of things with Nick, mm-hmm. and I don't think I've ever met her.
Mm-hmm. She smells good, too.
But I probably run into her a bunch of times, and anybody that's going to work on a lot of projects with Nick is obviously someone that yeah. I think will like. Yes, the councilman and I had a long chat on Saturday night.
I saw you guys in the corner. I said, ooh, they're an in-depth conversation. We've been friends for, oh my God, since we're youngins.
Since triangle time.
But we actually rekindled a friendship that day. Like, we were talking and all that jazz, and we're going to make time to actually hang out and be like, friends.
Please do.
Legit friends.
Please do. Good morning. It's the Morning Reboot on Q105, 546. To get hi to somebody. Something I did the other day, which I haven't done in years. I have to throw that out there. And we totally forgot about our music mix on Friday.
No, we didn't. Someone told me that. I go, no, I just didn't want to remind them.
We'll get back after that. Oh. Back to that after 6 o'clock. Good morning. It's Q105. Time to go. Welcome to Q105. Eric and Floyd, we've got Janet after 8 o'clock this morning, a panel full of ladies, 7:30. The name, if you weren't who you are, boy or girl, after 7 o'clock, and then I forgot to finish it up on a Friday. We were so busy with so many guests coming by. But we'll get back into the Matic Music Mix on Friday. You were doing so well.
I got two songs. The other ones, even Bethany was like, okay, this is hard. I said, I know. It's like what was that TV show? Millionaire, when you're like in the hot seat. Like, remember, like, it's like any quiz show. Like, you play at home, you're like, oh, how did they not get that? But I'm sure when you get there under the lights, the audience, yeah. the host, you're like, oh, crap, I don't even know the 50 states. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
the pressure of it.
Exactly.
419-240-1055. Have we checked our early morning text so far?
Every time you say that, I'm just like, oh.
No, we have a new text platform on the back end, which means nothing to you, but we have to go to a different place, and it's a little bit more challenging to check it. So thank you for the first thing in the morning text. It's good to have you here with us. Make sure you text Eric to our text number to get our podcast link later on today after we've wrapped up 2 days' show. I think I've made it a little bit easier for you to find things that you want to listen to on the podcast. Any feedback from that or for that is always helpful. 419-240-1055. Before I came to see you mm-hmm. and others on Saturday night, I stopped in to Kengo to see a friend of mine. Her name is Yumi. She has moved back from Hawaii. That's right. She was living in Hawaii and moved back here.
There's no place like home. Is she from here originally?
I forget.
Okay.
But she had lived here for a while, then moved out to Hawaii. I forget to do what, but then...
But see, to us, Hawaii seems like so luxurious and beautiful because we don't have it. But like, I'm sure once you live there for a while, you're kind of just like, I need...
I would never say that.
I mean, you would never say that because have you been to Hawaii?
No.
Have you lived there?
No, but I know the weather I like.
Well, I'll give you that one. I'll give you that one.
She was back, so I and my old neighbor Juliana wanted to stop in and say hi to Yumi.
Hey, Juliana.
And I popped in through the front door, and Kengo, so that's where Yumi works. Kengo says, I hear you on the radio every day, but I never see you anymore. I'm like, well, I moved. And but because I used to see him every day living right there. So hi to Kengo. We appreciate him listening. And his place was packed on Saturday night. Packed, and I think maybe pound for pound. I know there's the different Nancy's and whatnot and other restaurants. Maybe pound for pound, Kengo might have the best restaurant in the area. Mm. Are you a sushi person? I don't think so.
I buy it from the grocery store, so I've never had like authentic sushi.
Okay.
So I can't say yes or no.
We'll have to visit Kengo on like a midweek, and it'll still be busy, but worth it. So,
can I eat it with a fork? I don't know how to use chopsticks.
They'll teach you.
I've been taught so many times. My fingers don't clicky like that. They don't do that.
So I finished up Stranger Things on Friday. Mm-hmm. And as I mentioned on Thursday or Friday, I was like, once you get away from the nostalgia of all the 80s and the aesthetics just being totally perfect from that Starcourt Mall and everything, it kind of like wobbles a little bit. Like, it's a good show. I didn't love it to death. I couldn't, like, I was just moving through it. And then it picked up in the last episode. It's a really great finale. And there's, of course, a cliffhanger to next season.
Mm-hmm. If it happens.
There will be.
There better be.
There will be. I think the Duffer brothers who produced the show have said they always intended it to go 4 or 5 seasons.
Okay.
And now you're getting to the point where these kids are like growing up.
Right.
And maybe getting like other roles and too busy. So we'll see if there's more than 4, but I finished it. And it was a great finale. It was a really, really long episode. And it was kind of waning for me. Like, I'm like, all right, let's go. You know,
wrap this up.
Like, yes. And then there's a part in it. And I was... It just grabbed my attention. It's like my TV punched me in the face.
Oh, no.
And as I put on Facebook over the weekend, there are very few things with the 80s that I'll claim. Now, somebody put on the post wisely. Like, so I grew up in the 80s, but I really didn't. I remember, I appreciate more things from the 90s.
Yeah, I said that Friday. I was like, I was born in the 80s, but I was legit made in the 90s.
I like that. I didn't like the style, the music, the pop culture, anything from the 80s. And the things that I do like have transcended time. But pop culture, styles, all that stuff. Yuck. The music was pooey. Awful. But I will own this.
Uh-oh.
Because it's an overlooked 80s classic that for some reason is never... on TV, not that anybody really has TV to flip through and go, oh, I'll watch this.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's on any streamers, but there was a part of Stranger Things, and it's been out now for over 10 days. And I guess I'm spoiling it a little bit, but this pulled me back to that decade. Because, well, let me play the from the show.
Okay.
So Dustin has a girlfriend who seemingly was absent, like maybe she was imaginary for 7 episodes. And then... Dustin calls her up to get some code, some science thing.
Uh-huh.
And she's disappointed that she hasn't heard from him in a week. So she has a request that he performs. Apparently, this was their thing.
Turn around. Look at what you see in her face. The mirror of your dream.
Chills.
I'm everywhere.
I had the same thing.
Written on the pages is the answer to a never-ending story.
Ah, I love this song so much.
Lie up and deceive.
Incredibles 2.
Oh.
It made me track down, and we talked about that movie on the air like once before. Like, that horse dying was one of the worst days of my age.
Oh, Arjek. Oh, my Lord. Arjek, move. I'm like, move, Arjek.
So I wanted to hear what the original sounded like. And it's awful.
Oh, come on. This is the best Monday ever.
Turn around. Look at what you see.
I only found out this was a guy singing like a year ago.
So there you go. Some people had requested that we play that to start the show. And again, I won't own anything from the 80s. But that movie is an overlooked, timeless classic.
And if you don't think of a white dragon flying across the sky when you hear that, Falcor.
What was the type of animal that he was?
I think he was just a white dragon.
He looked like a dog.
There's a part of the movie where they're scratching his ear. And he goes all cross-eyed. Yeah. I remember being a kid. I was like, this is scary. But I love it.
And when he gets the bullies at the end of the movie, somehow, like, the story... To this day, I don't understand it. It was so trippy.
I'm pretty sure my mom is listening right now, and she's, like, twitching right now, because that was Baby Floyd's cassette tape. Like, anytime Floyd had an attitude, she popped in an Everything Story, and I was stuck at that TV for 3 hours and 14 minutes, because I feel that's how long that movie was. But I'm sure if I watch it now, it's only, like, 90 minutes.
There's movies that we watch that are great movies, great TV shows, and they're decade or genre-based. I'll say this about Stranger Things. There is not a single thing that we watch that captures the aesthetic of the moment like that show.
Mm-hmm.
Everything else is a great copy, a great replica. Like, that movie, like, even the way that show is shot and the movie and how they could update all the technology because things do, the aesthetic is perfect.
See, I love the 80s. Like, I do. But, like, when I watch Stranger Things, I'm like, where do they find a place like this in 2019? Like, you know, I know it's like movie sets and stuff, but, like, I need to go to there. Like I said, born in the 80s, made in the 90s. Like, I want to be in that place in 86 with a conscious mind, not a two-year-old mind. Like, I want to know what it looks. It made it look fun. To me, it did. Like, I would love to, like, my friends that grew up in the 80s, like, with puffy vests and hats and riding our bike to, like, 11 o'clock at night. Mom's not even asking me where I was.
There was a couple...
Like, how was your day with your friends? Right. Oh, great.
There's a couple times during the show where the Joyce and Hopper are off doing things, and they haven't been with their kids for, like, episodes.
Right.
And I think, like, you know what? Like, this doesn't happen now. Mm-mm. And then finally they reconnect at the end, and you're just thinking, they've been separated with, like, evil Demogorgon monsters.
Yeah.
And no one's like, I should have been better about watching.
Like, I was like, back in the day, parents asked, how was your day? Oh, great. What'd you do? Oh, nothing. And they just left it at that. Now it's like, what do you mean you did nothing? You were out till, like, 6 o'clock p.m.
6 o'clock here on the Morning Reboot on Q105. We'll get back to Friday's Manic Music Mix next.
Q105 Studios.
6:13 on the Morning Reboot. Good morning. It's Eric and Floyd. Q105-419-240-1055. Especially because Floyd will need your help in a moment. If I'm not mistaken, our guy Filet Mignon did... did one of the rap parts to an Ellie Goulding song the other day.
Yes.
At Love Fest.
Yes. He's a talented individual.
Yes, he is.
He needs a record contract.
Perhaps he'll come back on Thursday to whoop you again and throw back.
Okay, you keep saying whoop. It was a tie. 0.5, whatever.
Always.
Whatever.
Listener always gets the benefit of the doubt. We forgot to wrap up our Manic Music Mix.
Did we forget?
From Friday. We were so busy. TSA guest, Blade guest, Betty Jane from over there at the Blade to talk about the riboff coming up. So I figured we'd go back to it. You got
two.
You got two, the first and the middle one. I had to...
The first and third. Yeah.
First and third, yeah.
Was it? Okay. I'm like so ready for it right now. Look.
I had to go back and re-listen to it and kind of put the pieces of the puzzle back together because I didn't save the titles in order that I put it in. But don't worry, I now know the correct answers. And I'm guessing you're never going to get the last one. The middle one was Latch, Sam Smith Disclosure.
Mm-hmm. I know the voice in the second one. Doom, doom, doom. Ah, the fourth one's hitting me now, too.
The fourth one's going to smack you.
It's going to hit.
You're going to hate the fact that you don't know the fourth and the second one. I think you said Taylor Swift was the first one.
Haley Steinfeld is number two.
Hmm?
Haley Steinfeld. She's number two, right?
No.
Oh, come on. Now.
Once more. That's the Automatic Music Mix from Friday for today.
Is the last one Britney Spears?
No. Oh. The last one is not Britney Spears. Wow. 419-240-1055. Middle one again is Latch Disclosure, Sam Smith. The first one is Taylor Swift. Ready for it.
Boom, boom, boom.
So before I came to Love Fest, and then before I went to Kango on Saturday, I stopped to see my my old neighbor, Matt, and his son, Lucas.
Mm-hmm.
And they were about to head outside to have a catch, to break in Lucas's new glove.
Mm.
I threw more baseballs Saturday night in about 10 minutes than I have in like the last 10 years of my life.
Uh-huh. How's your shoulder?
Surprisingly, I feel totally fine, and... yeah, for the longest time, I really backed off like doing anything athletic outside of like being very careful at the gym.
Mm-hmm.
I think until I got it under control, the anxiety and depression I was dealing with was like literally frying my tendons and ligaments.
Mm.
Like I was constantly getting strains and sprains and anything that ends in itis.
Like your body was just storing stress in certain places?
Yes.
Okay.
And so I'd go get MRIs and x-rays and cortisone shots and all the stuff. And it would always get diagnosed as some kind of itis or overuse. And I'd be like, I'm not doing anything
right.
to overuse it. It doesn't make any sense. But then after kind of figuring out, so I dealt with that for like 10 years. And then I think I figured it out. And it was the stress and anxiety, literally like burning my body up from the inside. And one of those things was like backing off of playing baseball, which I played my entire life since I like got out of the crib. And it was nice to throw a baseball with Matt and Lucas the other night.
Hmm.
So I am now ready to help coach that team or whatever.
So you're ready to be a big Little League coach?
Little League coach.
Yes.
Little League coach. 6:17 with the morning reboot. Once more here.
Okay, Scott and I are having a text message right now. I'm going to go with Scott. That is Kelly Clarkson's number two, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
My life would suck without Floyd.
Mm.
Here, you can hear it now.
Thanks, Scott.
You have to get the fourth one. There is a...
Oh, okay, thank you, Scott.
I swear there's a fifth song in there. It's very hard. It's not much, and you're just not going to get it. So I'll tell you what it is. Ready? The fifth song is Dev, In the Dark. I swear it's there.
Oh, I wouldn't have got that. Whatever happened to Dev?
Nothing.
Why, are you in my brain? Because I totally made this music mix Friday, never mind. But Saturday, I was talking about whatever happened to Dev and Daya. Remember they threw Daya at us so hard and like her hits were good.
Yep, I
agree.
Where
is she?
I agree. So Taylor, ready for it. My Life Would Suck Without You, Disclosure, Latch with Sam Smith. Five is Dev in the Dark, which is barely, so you're missing four. 619. These violent crime statistics from an article on The Blade need to be updated because of something that happened yesterday. Quick look at the end of the marathon, and the Toledo Bachelor is back in the news next.
Q105. Good news, bad news, breaking news, fake news, local news, and even real news.
And yeah,
just the news you need with the Morning Reboot with Eric Chase on Q105.
Happy Prime Day.
Ooh!
I haven't looked for anything yet. I'm kind of I have my debit card has been quivering because it's Prime Day. Clearly, there's going to be lots of stuff to buy that I don't need. But also, nerd alert. So this weekend is Comic-Con in San Diego, like the biggest one of the year. Uh-huh, and they release a lot of products that makes my debit card hurt. Anyway, someone whose debit card will be much heavier. Say young Kim. She won the Marathon Classic yesterday for her second LPGA Tour victory of the season. Making five straight birdies in a mid-round burst and shooting 6-under-66 for a two-stroke win over Lexi Thompson. In third at 16-under was Stacey Lewis. She is from here in Toledo.
Okay.
Born here, doesn't live here. But yeah, that wraps up the weekend for the Marathon Classic. At the year's halfway point, Toledo's violent crime was down compared with last year. Homicides are down about 25%. Injuries from shootings are down about 7%, according to Toledo Police Chief George Krall. This is my favorite quote of the year. Mm-hmm. Good luck topping it. Anytime anyone gets shot, it's not a good thing.
That's true.
I don't know. Maybe there's a couple of people who...
The true words have been spoken.
Through Saturday afternoon, 88 people had been wounded in shootings in Toledo this year. According to last year in TPD, it was 95. 19 homicides have been reported in 2019 as of Saturday, down from 25 same time last year. Chief Krall said police have confiscated about 600 guns off the street this year. Yesterday... after this report came out, was Toledo's 20th homicide of the year, reported on Woodrow Boulevard in the northwest corner of the Polish Village neighborhood. An 18-year-old man died in the hospital after being shot by an unknown assailant. By the way, while this stuff happens, because it happens in cities where there are lots of people and blah, 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 there's not any kind of like rampant crime wave that endangers, I believe, everyday citizens. From what I know, which is not much, and what I hear, a lot of this stuff is unfortunately gang violence, and there ain't no snitches.
You know what I say. The street says snitches get snitches get stitches?
Right.
Mm-mm. Snitches get riches, okay? Let me tell you, if there's a reward, I'm ratting you out.
I like that. 3 months after his billboard went up, Toledo's Bachelor has had some words written about him again by Kirk Baird in The Blade, with some details about his three-month saga so far. That billboard is still up, and after 800 emails, the 33-year-old GM employee says he's still single and looking for love. I didn't meet my dream woman. I ended up meeting only four women. I had three women stand me up, and I had a lot of game players. Of the four dates, one, whom he knew before the billboard, blew up at him when... she showed up to her work post-date with coffee. Not one was more interested in him than he was in her, and another was the reverse of that. One, he says, simply had higher expectations, thinking he was some kind of George Clooney. His looking for her 419 email account was hacked. A husband and wife reached out to him with a rather risque proposition, and he received several serious offers for some real publicity, which he declined. So his search isn't over.
He's back.
He may extend his one ad for a wife, which is still on display downtown to out of town. He will continue to check his email for potential dates. Welcome to the world with the rest of us.
Welcome, welcome, welcome.
We talked about Natasha Howard last week because she was a WNBA All-Star, and now the WNBA and her team, the Storm, are looking into domestic abuse allegations made by her wife, Jacqueline Howard. Jacqueline made the allegations on Twitter over the weekend. Co-owner of the Seattle Storm and CEO and general manager of the team issued a joint statement saying they know about it. The organization is aware of the recent allegations against Natasha. We're in communication with the league and looking into them. Natasha hasn't commented yet. Jacqueline posted multiple screenshots of text messages on Twitter, allegedly between her and Natasha, Natasha's mother, agent, and Storm members, about the abuse. In one of the conversations, Jacqueline accused Natasha of stabbing her in the chest and leg. She also posted videos to her account, including one where she appears to confront Natasha for threatening her, saying Natasha broke multiple doors. Natasha appears to deny these allegations via a video. Jacqueline also posted a video appearing to show bruises on her arm.
Is this the
weight girl?
No, but I'm saying, is this the route we're going? Instead of like calling someone for help, we're posting stuff on social media for like everyone to see. Like, I don't see how this benefits any of them, to be honest, let alone her.
Well, I hope she would have done that.
I'm just like, why I don't know. I don't know. I know we live in an age where, oh, look, there's a picture, let's post it so I can get likes, but I just, call for help first?
Yeah.
Instead of posting on social media?
I thought this was going to be a story. I found it on 13ABC's website, a story by Tony Geftos. I thought it was about a McDonald's somewhere across the country. Happened right here. A guy threw a fire. I'm assuming it's a guy. Mm. Yeah, it's a guy. He threw a firecracker through the drive-through window at McDonald's, then climbed through the window and grabbed the cash drawer from the register. He then climbed back out and got away with the cash. It happened at the McDonald's on 567 East Manhattan in Toledo. Police are now on the lookout for the man who pulled off the crime. 3:45 a.m. on the 13th. According to the crime log, the suspect apparently used a firecracker to distract and frighten the workers before he climbed through the window, stole the money, climbed back out, and escaped through the drive-thru. Mm. No suspects at this time, and no one was hurt.
It's like the chicken nugget lady.
Right. Give us the video,
you're like me. I do want to see the video.
There's got to be some security camera. I'll tweet Tony and see if he has heard of any. All right. This began to get going late last week. We had not touched on it yet. We've had a lot of content to get to, but here it is now. Nearly a million Facebook users say they're going to raid Area 51.
I saw that.
On September 20th on a quest to see aliens. More than another 800,000 say they're interested. The clearly, is it though, tongue-in-cheek Facebook event is titled Storm Area 51. They can't stop all of us. We can run faster than their bullets. It invites users from around the world on a Naruto run into the area. That's Japanese manga-inspired running style featuring arms outstretched.
I said, do you know what that is?
Backwards and heads forwards. The invitation comes a few weeks after a group of U.S. senators were briefed about reported encounters between the Navy and an unidentified aircraft or UFO. Now look, nobody wants to see aliens more than me, but this is a suicide mission.
I legit want to see a million nerds line
nerds?
Oh, come on.
It's everybody.
Oh, but I'm like, it's fueled by nerd power, and I'm all here for it. And the Nataro run by itself, I'm in.
Nataro or Naruto?
I think it's Nataro. I may be saying it wrong.
Okay.
I've been saying it wrong for a while. But whatever. But yeah. I'm ready. I'm here for it. You know, I'm here for it.
I'm getting some loaded up on our Q105 Facebook page, but there are already, at the very least, we have gotten some immaculate legendary memes out of this. Mm-hmm. Did you see the Buzz one that I posted over the weekend?
No.
If you could hit our Facebook page real fast, maybe pull that up.
Uh-huh.
And I'll tell you that, I have said there are several things I want in my life, and then I can die. And if that means like next week, so if that means on September 21st after we've made first contact, one of those things I want is first contact with real aliens. And maybe that'll happen in 8 weeks.
It's loading. There it is. Okay.
There are some incredible... You want to read that?
It says, blah, 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 blah. Me walking my alien out of Area 51 and telling him that he needs to try a Wendy's 4-for-4 as soon as he can. That's totally me. Like, that would be a good question. Put that on your panel full of ladies' questions. If you had an alien for a day, what would you want them to... What would you like to explain to them about Earth in a sentence?
I'd rather them take me to their leader. Like, I don't want to...
That's funny.
I'm still trying to wrap my head around this because there will be people who will do it, and I'm wondering if they will all be immediately killed by government operatives or they'll actually succeed and get in.
Do you even think they'll even get close?
No!
That's the thing. Besides, I'm going to judge everyone on their form of this run.
Have you ever heard, like, the old conspiracy theories, like, the government... I'll use the one from the 80s or 90s, and I'm sorry if this is somewhat offensive, but it was idiotic. Like, the government created AIDS to get rid of, like, minorities.
Oh, I've heard that before, yeah.
Why would the government have to do that when there are people willing to do this and right. take so themselves bizarre. Out? Yeah.
I mean...
What's your favorite Area 51 story, TV, movie, anything?
I remember when Fox did the alien autopsy back in the day. I remember staying up to like 11 o'clock to watch that, and I was like,
let down.
Like, I was that kid who was like, oh, this is going to be so awesome. And then, like, actually watching it, I think, like, that's when, like, 13-year-old Floyd clicked, like, this is fake. Like, you know what I mean? Like, Yeah, do you remember that? They totally heavily promoted it.
It was a hoax.
And totally, yeah. And I was there, I was like, because it came on after news, because Fox News came on at 10 back then.
It was like the height of X-Files drama.
Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, I get the autopsy. And then when it happened, I go, "What is who is this fake man with this fake Unsolved Mysteries voice?" Because like he had like that deep, like, what is his name on Unsolved Mysteries?
Robert Stack?
Yeah, he had that voice like, this is an alien. And this is America's autopsy. In some weird dramatic music, and I'm just like, oh my God. And then it started, I go, what? That's a prosthetic. Like, the whole time, I just remember watching it. I was like.
For me, it was Independence Day.
Independence Day? Okay.
When they go down and they get the extra ship, and Jeff Goldblum and Will Smith fly it up inside the alien ship. That's my favorite Area 51. Right. And 6:42 with the morning reboot.
Oh, America.
There is not a new James Bond, just a new 007, and it will make some people happy, and probably everybody else will be very upset about that. That and Scarlett Johansson before 7.
Q10.
All right, it's 6:55 with the morning reboot here on Q105. We will get to the blackout and what it caused for J-Lo in just a minute. First things first, for years, there's been rumors of someone else replacing or taking over for Daniel Craig as James Bond. And the long rumor was...
Idris Elba.
That beautiful man on our wall.
Beautiful specimen up there.
He hasn't... not campaigned against it? Is that too much of a double negative?
No, you're good.
He hasn't said no, but he's long been sought after, and I kind of expected that it would be, first of all, I've never seen it. Did I say Q105? It's the morning reboot.
No.
Sorry,
You're excited.
I got sucked into Prime Day.
I'm
like, this is not a Prime Day deal. I'm not saving any money. I'm like, oh, I'm not logged in.
Yeah.
And then, happy Prime Day. Good morning. It's the morning reboot on Q105. Eric and Floyd, we're brought to you by Mike Buck State Farm. I've never seen a Bond movie. I would probably be more inclined to watch it if Idris Elba got selected, because I like him a lot. But I've always thought they were going to go with someone younger.
Just to keep the franchise fresh and he can play it longer?
Because I think when you're selected for this role, you're going to do it. How long has Daniel Craig done it? 15 years now?
Is it?
He goes back into like the mid-aughts at least. And I've never seen a single James Bond movie, simply because like when I was growing up watching movies, there were so many Bond qualities to superheroes. I've never seen a Bourne movie, but isn't that Bond?
Oh, that's my mom's favorite franchise. But for give or take, yeah. I've only ever seen one Bond movie, GoldenEye.
Did you see Captain Marvel?
No.
Okay. There is Brie Larson's co-stars has likely been selected as the next 007. Now, that's the fly in the ointment here. According to the Daily Mail, British star Lashana Lynch is tackling the role for the 25th edition of the spy franchise. Sean Connery, Pierce Brosnan, Roger Moore, and Timothy Dalton have been the lead. But the reports say while Lynch will snag the 007's famed code name, she's not technically the new Bond. Instead, she'll play a new character who takes over as Bond's secret agent number after he leaves MI6. According to the story, Daniel Craig will reprise his role as James Bond. However, in a pivotal scene, he'll be called back from retirement and introduced to Lynch, the new 007. Rumors that Elba would become the new Bond have gotten serious traction over the years. He said... he spoke out about the uproar some fans expressed when the rumors of taking the role hit headlines in a Vanity Fair cover story. He called the controversy, which is based on his race, disheartening. I've always thought, forget race or whatever, let him take it. So this is interesting. She will not be Bond. She'll be another 007, and I like that.
I actually just Googled her. She's very beautiful.
Oh, of course.
She looks like... him. She looks like Idris Elba, actually.
She played
similar features.
Fighter pilot Maria Rambo in Captain Marvel, and she's been spotted filming the new version of the film in Italy and the United Kingdom. So whenever this next one comes out, she'll be in.
Awesome.
I've always thought that the Bond role, because it's been around for 70 years, was an interchangeable one because we've seen them be interchanged. I don't know. In 30 years, when they recast Iron Man, we're going to be like, there's only one Iron Man. It's Robert Downey Jr.
With feeding tubes in our mouths. And
right.
but in a wheelchair.
As we talk, what did we talk about last?
Disney.
The recasting of Ariel.
Yeah.
With someone who doesn't look like the Ariel from the movie. I'm always one for creating new parts so that whoever can take that role.
I was going to say, this is right up your alley of what you talked about last week. Like, we know it's still the James Bond, but you're giving us the added twist or the added bonus to keep it going and keep it fresh. That way we're not taking away from anyone's nostalgia of an idea, but we're making it fresh and new.
Yep.
Like, I'm interested to see how this all plays out because it's implanted in our mind that 007 is James Bond.
Right.
So, like, to see that there's a new 007, but they're going to bring back the other 007 to be like, well, how are we going to... I'm interested to see how it plays out, and that's why we're going to go see it.
I like that idea a whole heck of a lot, and good luck to her. And I've only seen her in that one role. I don't know what else she's in, but she certainly had a lot of charisma and a lot of wit when she played that role, aside Brie Larson. And Daniel Craig, please don't get hurt anymore. Everybody on that set is cursed.
Yes.
We'll skip Scarlett Johansson and the controversy that caught her in the butt over the weekend. We'll get to that. We'll move forward with Jennifer Lopez. You might have seen there was a blackout in parts of New York over the weekend.
I saw that. Yeah, it canceled a lot of Broadway shows and
including Jennifer Lopez's show, I believe, at Madison Square Garden. And, of course, this is a big deal for her because that's her hometown.
Mm-hmm. Hi, guys. So we're backstage. They just told me to get off stage. I was waiting there. Obviously, all the power went out in the city and obviously here at Madison Square Garden while we were in the middle of our show. Actually, we have just started our show. They're asking everybody to evacuate very slowly and calmly, and that's what we're going to have to do. Obviously, we're going to reschedule this show. There's the alarm going off telling everybody
that's the alarm.
So calm.
To evacuate. I am obviously heartbroken and devastated.
Attention, this is the building engineer.
Here we go.
Through a citywide power outage. We're going to interrupt this event.
Very sad.
That's not a very alarming alarm.
That was, and then the guy came over the speaker like, are they being, like, are they in a quarantine? Can you imagine being in New York? Wasn't it a few years ago when, like, half the country was out of power? We were part of that blackout, too.
I know in, like, 02 or 03, there was a blackout in the Midwest.
Yeah, maybe that's when I felt like it was, like, a few years ago.
I don't know what caused that. My guess is something overheated with the heat.
Right.
And one other quick story to update you on what happened on Friday. Federal judges will now decide how to proceed with the bond hearings in two separate federal indictments against R. Kelly. So, we didn't have this detail. He was arrested Thursday night while walking his dog.
Oh, like minding his business. Like minding his business.
Oh. A New York federal indictment was also unsealed Friday that charges him with racketeering and sex-related crimes. He was in federal custody over the weekend following his arrest. He denied, through his attorney, they denied the allegations. A case status hearing is scheduled for today at 1 o'clock in Chicago. Will determine if the federal judge Tuesday will rule on Kelly's bail in both federal criminal cases. Federal prosecutors have requested he stay in custody, saying he's a flight risk and dangerous.
Oh, Robert.
Is that dog still, like, outside somewhere? I mean,
my dog, man! That's all I hear him saying.
7:02 with the morning reboot. What if, let's say you're a boy now. What if you would have been born a girl? What would your name have been? That's next.
Q105 Studios.
7:14, a little bit of sun now. Actually, a lot of sun. A lot of clouds later and lots of storms later on today and all of this week. Q105, it's the morning reboot after a very long, busy weekend. Lots to do. Lots of love festing.
Mm-hmm. I've already mapped out my nap.
If Floyd... Oh, you're off today.
Yeah.
Is Mom trying to get you to go to her spot?
No, I think she has to work. She worked a double, I believe. So I think we're going to take our... Monday's, I will say daughter, mother, our son, mother brunch day. We're going to do it another day because I'm tired. I need more sleep.
If you didn't know, by the way, it's Q105, the morning reboot, Eric Chase and Floyd. If you didn't know, Mondays after the show, you can catch the Anderson clan at the Glendale Garden Cafe, the new one.
My mom's favorite place.
It's good to have you with us here. Happy Monday morning. It's going to be a very summery, stormy, humid, muggy, icky week. We didn't have time. We were so busy last week with so much to get to, and that's a good thing. But we wanted to move this topic because there was a lot of comments and everybody had something to say about this. So I was at the mall meeting with some friends on Wednesday, I think. And there was a person there. I gave her a heads up that we were going to talk about this, so it's okay. But I'll try to be as secretive as I can.
Mm-hmm.
Her parents wanted a boy. They had a name picked out, and you'll be able to put this all together. So I don't know why I was being why I was holding back. Her parents wanted a boy. They had a name picked out.
Yes,
Michael.
So many Michaels.
And then she was a girl. So what did they do? They added an A to the end of Michael.
Michaela? Wait.
Yeah.
Is it Michaela?
No, it's Michaela.
Michaela? Okay. I was like, is it Michaela?
So it got me to wondering, did your parents have a name picked out for both potential sexes? And then I thought about my own. And for you, if you're a parent now with your kids, did you have names picked out for either? 419-240-1055. I asked my dad over the weekend. Mm-hmm. I'm glad we were able to push this topic off for a moment because I got to talk to my dad, and my dad said, I don't know. He said, we always knew that you were going to be a boy.
Right.
He's like, you know, even back then, they had these things that you could look at and see if there were certain things there or not. He's like, we knew you were a boy, and Eric, it was.
And there it is.
He said, we could have added an A like that. Like, I told him that. So
right.
He's like, we could have added an A and if you were a girl.
Yeah.
But it was pretty clear from all the signs you were going to be a boy. But I said, Paul was going to be Paula, right? He wasn't sure, but I'm almost certain if my brother was a girl, he was going to be Paula.
They like the name Paul?
Named after my mom's grandfather.
Oh, okay.
Named after my grandfather, my mom's dad,
okay,
who died when I was a little boy. So my brother never met him.
Okay.
Do you know what you would have been if you were a
yes,
girl?
Yes. Well, actually, I asked my mom this, and she said it's easy because she had a boy and a girl. I would have been Tiana, and she would have been Floyd, either way. But because my sister's named after my Aunt Tina and my Grandma Anna. So Tiana. So
I like that.
Yes. So, and then they went back with boy names. Like, I'll speak for my sister's behalf. So they went back between Floyd and Alexander.
Okay.
So that would have been her name
if
she was a boy.
Got it.
But because I can't speak because I would have been Tiana. It's not really exciting. Like,
right.
She got a boy and a girl.
That's interesting, though.
yeah.
And it still worked out for old Donna.
It did. It really did. And she got the names that she wanted.
Would she have been Alec, or would one of you have been Alexander Anderson?
Yeah.
That's a very powerful name.
She was going for that, but my dad was like, we shall name him Floyd. And I was like, all right, I'm stuck with that.
419-240-1055. Do you know what name you would have been if you were the opposite sex? Or if you're a parent, did you have names picked out like you were ready for Michael, but you went Michaela instead?
I like that when they add the A, because that way they have their cake and eat it too. Like, we like the name Michael, but we'll add it. It's amazing that what a vowel can do for a
name.
I know. You know what I mean? Like, it's still Michael, but add a Michaela. So, like, I'm looking at some of the comments on the Q Facebook page. Tabitha was going to be Brandon.
Okay.
I don't know how you get. See, when I think of those names, I'm like, was Tabitha like a choice for the girl, or just, oh, well, it's not Brandon, we're gonna have to pick another name right off the bat? Because I think when couples are pregnant or people are pregnant, I think they have their mind set on one name. Because I know when my sister was trying to name my nephew, she didn't want to know the sex or gender.
Right.
So she was tossing back names. And let me tell you, Jay Sean was never brought up on the radar. So, like, I don't know, do you see the baby and like maybe you want to name him Nicholas, but then you see the baby, you're like, ooh, that's not a Nicholas. His name is Jay Sean.
So
you know what I mean?
She didn't know until he departed.
Yeah.
What names did she have picked out?
There were a lot. She had a baby book, and like she had some of them highlighted. And it was, some of them were names I can't pronounce. I'm not even going to try to butcher, but like there was, of course, my name, because myself and my dad.
She wanted to make him another Floyd?
There could have been the fourth, but my Anderson drama. My cousin kind of beat her to it because her baby came out first, and she was like, I'm going to name him Floyd. And she was like, ah, son of a cuss word. So, yeah. So, yeah, there was a whole ordeal with the names. Like, she picked out 50 girl names, 50 boy names, then narrowed it down to 10, and then narrowed it down to a top two. And she didn't even tell us until the baby came. And then she was like, I'm going to name him Jay Sean. I go, was that even one of the names? She's like, and no. And I was like, all right.
Baby naming is drama. There's times I see people, by the way, 419-240-1055. It's the Morning Reboot, Q105, Eric and Floyd. It's whenever I see somebody post something about naming babies or looking for insight about it on Facebook, and it's rare, but I think one of two things. You're asking for like lots of drama and like low-key arguing, arguing, or you're just looking to boost yourself in the Facebook algorithm, because if you put anything about a baby naming on Facebook, you're going to get dozens and dozens of comments of people you know, throwing thoughts at you.
I'm loving these comments.
What were some of the other ones?
Like, so Lisa would have been Matthew.
Okay.
And I think you someone commented on Dale. Said her mom picked out Calvin, but she got a boy name anyway.
Because she's a girl.
Yeah, because she's a girl.
D-A-Y-L-E.
Yeah. I love this one. Andrea would have been Doug.
Okay. And it's
so crazy because, like, when you think of baby names, this is my thing about baby names. Like, I think it's a long, drawn out, hard process because you're like, this person's going to have this name till like they die. Like, I'm gifting them. This is their first gift I give them besides life is a name. So, like, I think about people who are just like, oh, I'm going to name my child. I don't know what to name him. And they come out and they're like, he's Michael. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
to say what I think you're thinking is, like, between Andrea and Doug, a lot of times people, like my brother, were named. You hone in on who you want to name the child after.
Yeah.
And that's why I think you're going with a letter. So, well, Doug is a little weird for an Andrea, as opposed to like an Alexander,
right,
or another A, or an Andrew.
Like, is there a Doug in the family that they were, is that why they were so,
if it's a boy,
dead set on that name? But it's, can you imagine just having, I don't understand why people, when a couple of people who are pregnant, don't want to know what their, the gender of their baby is. I know, I get the surprise, but I'm like,
would you want to know?
Yeah, I want to deck out my child's nursery. Like, I don't want no shade, but if a boy, I guess we could infuse pink with the blue, but I'm like, if we're going to have unicorns and stuff, I want to have him, like, have a G.I. Joe and, like, all this other. I'm that nerd father. Like, my kids, if they come out, like, clearly my son will love Power Rangers. Because that's what I'm decorating the room as.
Do you have would you have a preference?
No. Because both my names are fluid.
What do you mean?
If I ever had kids, what would I name them?
Because I think I'd prefer a boy. And so I'd want to know. Mm-hmm. This way, if it wasn't a boy, I could start filling out the adoption paperwork.
I think I would want, so if we have to choose, I think I would want a girl because I have a nephew. And he's pretty easygoing.
Jayshon?
Yeah, he's pretty easygoing.
I thought you said he's a lot like me.
He's very much like you. Like, he does not deal with people. He's like, I just want to be by myself, play my Fortnite, leave me alone. You know, but he's also 13, so like,
right.
Hopefully he'll grow out of it. But if not, I'm like, that's my nephew's personality. He has three close people in his life, myself, his mom, and grandma.
This is still on our Facebook page if you'd like to drop an answer there. What would your name be if you were the opposite sex? Or you can apply that to your kids. Panel full of ladies, what are you sitting on just waiting to buy? That's one of the questions that we have. We've got prizes for you to call in for in less than 15 minutes. Good morning. It's 7:36 with the morning reboot on Q105. Floyd loves Bletta.
I do. Do me love some good old B-Rex.
Welcome to the Morning Reboot. It's Eric, Chase, and Floyd. You can always text the show, 419-240-1055. If you hit up our website, we have cool contest going on right now for Bellemere Suites. That's Q1055.com. And in about a half an hour, a little bit less than that, our friend Janet Amid will be here to get you a free astrological reading. But now, panel full of ladies time. Hi, Janie.
Hi.
Good morning. 31, married, 2 kids. Is that right?
Yes.
Awesome. And Carissa. Hi, Carissa.
Hi.
26, engaged, 2 kids. Is that right?
Yes.
And a train behind you. And last up is...
Yep, there's a train.
Hi, Liz.
Hi.
Liz is 27, single, no kids. Right? All right, Janie, first question. It's Amazon Prime Day. Is there anything anywhere you have had your eye on to buy, but for one reason or another, you've put it off?
No, nothing I can think of.
Nothing at all? No clothing, no shoes, no furniture, no nothing?
No.
Good for you. You have better discipline than the rest of us have. Carissa, what about you? Is there something in your mind you've been thinking about buying, but you just keep putting it off? It just sits in your cart.
Oh, gosh. Okay, so I've been looking at this sectional couch on Amazon for about, like,
3 months and I keep putting it off, but my dogs keep destroying parts of my cushion. So I think it's time.
If you buy it on Amazon, are you sure that you'll be able to get it delivered and it'll fit okay?
I've measured it.
Okay. All right, we'll pull the trigger. It's Prime Day. Liz, what about you? Anything that you've had sitting in your cart you've just been putting off on buying?
I bought it this morning. I bought a zucchini noodle maker.
Ooh. Is that where you can, like, vegetize anything?
Yes.
I love that. How much did you pay for it?
$10.
Good deal. Nice. Good deal. All right, Janie, back up to you. What is the best kind of water to be at to relax?
I don't know. I like just relaxing in a pool. I don't like sand, so beaches are out.
Okay. In ground or above ground?
It doesn't matter. As long as I can just lay back on a float and relax.
Okay. Carissa, what is the best kind of water to be at to relax?
Okay. So if we're talking about a jacuzzi with wine, then yes. But if I want to make it a family day, then I would have to say maybe a lake or a quiet beach.
Well, so lake over like ocean or bay?
Yeah, I would say like a bay.
Okay. All right. Liz, what about you? What is the ideal kind of water to be at to be relaxing?
Typically a lake.
Okay. Floyd, what about you?
Bathtub.
Why? Because it's safest?
Because it's safe. And I can bath bomb it and just relax and light my essential oil candles and just listen to some Ariana Grande and feel myself.
I was going to say, I'd like to be at water where I can see through. And I guess you could in a bathtub, but I was thinking more like Caribbean. I'll risk the shark-infested waters.
Good for
All
you.
All right, Janie, back up to you. You're married, so hopefully we can get a good answer out of this. How many disagreements in a week do you have with your husband?
Oh, God. A week?
Yeah. Just, you can estimate it.
I don't know. Maybe like 3 to 5.
Okay.
Usually not big ones.
Okay. Carissa, what about you? You're engaged. How many disagreements do you have a week with your fiance?
Healthy disagreements, we at least have 1 to 2 a day.
Okay. So 15 to 20 a week, maybe?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Liz, I know you're single, but in your last relationship, how many disagreements did you have in a week or so with the person you were dating?
1 or 2.
In a week?
Yeah.
Okay. That's pretty good. You got along. Next, Floyd, how many with you and Stefan?
We're getting more comfortable with each other, so we'll say like 3 a week.
3 a week?
Yeah.
Okay. never know. Janie, what activity of your kids do you hate attending?
They're still young, so they don't like do a lot yet, but I don't know. I can't really think of anything.
How old are they?
My oldest just turned 3.
Okay. All right. Well, give it a couple years. I'm sure you'll hate like kids soccer practice or something. Carissa, what about you? What activity of your kids do you just hate attending?
So when my oldest did soccer, she would stop when she was tired running and just stand there. And I just got sick and tired of going to all the games because it would just be a standing competition.
Oh, yeah. No fun. Liz, what about you? What kid, since you don't have any, what kids' activity would you dislike being at?
Like really little kid choir or band concert.
Because it's more cute than it is audibly pleasing?
Yes.
Yeah.
It can get uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Children choreography, not good.
Last thing, Janie, what's the least used room in your house?
We actually don't. I mean, other than our basement, we don't really have a room that we don't use.
But the basement probably?
Yeah, okay. That would be the only one, but we still use it for laundry.
Carissa, what about you? What's the least used room in your home?
I was going to say, I'd have to say our dining room, because everything just accumulates on the table, so we end up eating in the living room.
Got it. Liz, what about you? Least used room in your home?
I have a little apartment, so I'm going to say bedroom, because I spend most of my time out in like my living room.
Okay. Floyd, what about you?
I'm the opposite of... Who's our last caller? I forgot your name.
Liz.
Liz. I have a tiny apartment, so I stay in my bedroom, so I stay living room.
Okay. Yeah. Janie and Carissa, putting you on hold. Liz, thanks for being on with us. We'll catch up with you sometime later this week, maybe, okay?
Okay.
Or not. Bye, Liz.
You didn't let her talk.
Janet and Mid will be by shortly. Free astrological readings. Janie and Carissa, don't go anywhere. Prizes for you. Janet's on after 8. More entertainment, including what caught up with Scarlett Johansson and how there was some confusion before 8 o'clock. It is 7:55 on the morning reboot. Good morning, Q105. Eric Chase and Floyd, a little after 8 o'clock. Janet and Mid will be here to get you a free astrological reading. I think I'm going to do a Stranger Things spoilery thing because internet sleuths have figured out what was something about a cliffhanger at the end of season 3. So we'll get to that in a couple of stories. First up, Spider-Man won the box office again this weekend, $45 million, then Toy Story 4 with 20, and something called Crawl.
Oh, that's that alligator movie, isn't it?
$12 million. Yeah, I saw that. Your internet friend, my friend Vinny, went to go see it, and I think he explained it as like a Jaws type movie, but with speed involved, but no sharks.
Okay,
I didn't see a single promotional material.
I saw a trailer for it. It gives that. I guess it gives that Jaws vibe. It's an animal that eats people in the water.
Okay,
it's a gator.
Beyonce met the Royals over the weekend for the London premiere of The Lion King. And she said that that Archie is cute. He's a cute boy.
Oh. Would anyone ever say, like, the ugly baby, though?
Well, I want to know. Well, I guess that was her quote. Somebody said they heard her say it. I hope that she had said more than that. Like, when you say someone's baby is cute, that almost seems like a... like a slam.
Oh, your babies. I think it's
cute.
Think of SNL Maya Rudolph's impersonation of Beyonce. I'm like, oh, Megan, that baby is cute. And she walks away with her 13 backup dancers. I just assume Beyonce always walks around with 13 backup dancers.
I don't know. Yeah, but she definitely has a posse. My friend Matt said that when he was watching one of the Lion King scenes that had been released, when Timon and
Pumbaa
find Simba,
okay,
passed out. I think he said that the Billy Eichner character, that I sound like that.
Yeah, I heard it. However, and I got to keep going. Billy Eichner's voice, singing voice, phenomenal.
This week, Lion King, do you kind of...
I'm ready.
Do you loosely have on your schedule when you're going to go see it?
I have decided that it's either going to be... I kind of want to go Thursday after work, but I'll probably end up going... Sunday.
Okay.
This is the day I'm not doing anything.
If you have to put spoiler alert on your Lion King tweet.
Can I explain something for people? Yes. When I make my tweets about the Lion King and Aladdin, it's me being sarcastic because we've all seen those movies before.
Right.
They are now just portrayed by real people and or computer animated creatures.
No spoiler alert needed.
Like, I literally put on my Facebook the other day, spoiler alert, and they're like, don't spoil the Lion King for us. I go... okay, I want to tell you Mufasa dies.
Dump. So Scarlett Johansson becomes the internet's punching bag too often, I think. So an old controversy came back up about the film Rub and Tug, threatening to reignite this week after quotes from a recent interview began making the rounds online. The actress clarifies in an EW statement these comments were taken out of context. She was once attached to play a trans man, Dante Tex Gill, in the movie from director Rupert Sanders. She initially pushed back on the criticism from the LGBTQ community, which stemmed from long-felt frustrations over cis white straight actors getting trans roles in Hollywood. But Johansson eventually dropped out of the project, citing the larger conversation about diversity and representation in the film. On Saturday, the Daily Mail quoted selections for Johansson's new cover story interview with As If magazine. You know, I should be allowed to play any person or any tree or any animal because that's my job and requirements of my job. I feel like it's a trend in my business and it needs to happen for various social reasons. Yet there are times it does get uncomfortable when it affects the art because I feel art should be free of restrictions. As If has since published the entire Q&A with Johansson, And again, she said in the statement to EW, it was edited for clickbait and is widely taken out of context. The question I was answering in my conversation with the contemporary artist David Sal was about the confrontation between political correctness and art. I personally feel that in an ideal world, any actor should be able to play anybody, and art in all forms should be immune to political correctness. That is the point I was making, albeit it didn't come across that way. I recognize that in reality, there's a widespread discrepancy amongst my industry that favors Caucasians, cisgendered actors, and that not every actor has been given the same opportunities that I have been privileged to. I continue to support and will always have diversity in every industry, and will continue to fight for projects where everyone is included.
Okay. I get where she's coming from. They're an actor. They're to portray a character. Like, that's their job. Like, I've gotten to many arguments with my fellow gay people, and they're like, "You don't understand." I go, "I do understand. She is an actor. She is to do a job. She auditioned." Here's the thing about that. They're going to choose the best actor for that role. Who's to say a trans man did not audition? You know what I mean? Right. Like, we don't know that. Like, she was just the one who got offered it. I get you want someone who is trans, who lives that struggle, to play that role. But what if they suck?
Yeah.
Okay? And I know it's going to bite me in the butt later on. And I'm going to get a message, but she's just doing her job, and she's done a lot for the LGBTQ plus community outside of being in the Hollywood limelight. Like, just,
yeah. I think when this argument first came up, or when she got smacked by the internet over some comments, people pointed out how much she's done for, you know, diverse communities.
She's done a lot, and like, and I go back. Who's to say a trans person did not audition? Maybe they were
awful.
Maybe they were just awful.
I've seen this. When there have been ethnic crossovers, mm-hmm. when there should be an Asian actor playing, it happened with Tilda Swinton.
Oh, in Doctor Strange. Yeah,
to your point, and I know that the genesis, not to be too confusing here, but the genesis is that too many white men,
mm-hmm.
Have been running things for too long, and we're just now starting to crack that door open so others can participate in that. And those people have given opportunities to people who look like them. But again, mm-hmm. we're changing that. And people who were making this Scarlett Johansson argument, there's some hypocrisy with some people. Like, if you want someone who is that to play that, then you might have been the same person arguing for Halle Bailey to play Ariel.
Right. Right,
which is a redheaded white actor. So
yeah, well,
we like to cherry pick our arguments.
Redheaded, colored in, animated actress.
Right,
but like it's a long dialogue that won't go away anytime soon. And if you want to sit down and talk with me about it, my inbox is open, because I got in trouble about it when it first happened. They were like, "You don't understand." Blah, blah, blah. I said, "I do understand. She's doing a job, but she's also done a lot for us. And like, she could play the hell out of this role and like bring it to a forefront. Yes, she has white privilege and all this stuff, but like, she's also a woman in Hollywood too. You know what I mean? Like, she has a lot of stuff going against her, as much as we think she has a lot of stuff going for her."
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, but I said what I said. If you want to talk to me about it, inbox is open.
I'm always, across any profession, occupation, organization, I kind of had this talk with a certain council person the mm-hmm. other night. I don't believe in giving people, everyone should have an opportunity to vie for anything, but at the end of the day, the best should be afforded the mm-hmm. opportunity to move whatever that is forward.
Yes.
Does that make enough sense?
It does make sense.
Okay. I'll be delicate with this Stranger Things spoiler in a second, but were you a Sex and the City fan?
No.
Okay. Well, there will likely never be a Sex and the City 3, and if there is, Kim Cattrall won't be a part of it. She played Samantha Jones, and she confirmed on Sunday she would never return to the franchises after she took a shot at known enemy Sarah Jessica Parker. Speaking with the Mail online, the beauty made light of her ongoing feud, even hinting the 54-year-old wasn't a good person. When asked if there was a chance she'd ever appear in another movie, she replied, "Never. It's a no for me without any hesitation. You learn lessons in life, and my lesson is to do work with good people and try to make it fun." So she says a lot there without saying it.
Mm-hmm.
While rumors of the feud have swirled for years, the depths of Kim and Sarah's strained friendship came to light after the grief-stricken 62-year-old slammed the Carrie Bradshaw star's tweet after her brother's death. "You are not my family, you are not my friend, so I'm writing to tell you one last time to stop exploiting our tragedy in order to restore your nice girl persona." I believe the word is boom roasted.
I think the word, I think the saying is them fighting words.
And the stranger things. Some people have decoded a message in the Instagram posts of David Harbour, who plays the sheriff of Hawkins, Jim Hopper.
Mm-hmm.
So he's been changing up his Instagram posts with different numbers. There's a telephone number that you can call if you followed along with that. And there's a message for you to listen to, and I'll leave it at that. If you finished up Stranger Things and you have questions about a certain character's ending or potential demise, you might want to call that number to potentially get some answers.
Hmm.
Are you going to start watching that this week? I know you're a fan.
At some point.
By the way, to give Janet a little bit more time to get here, this was by far the best part of season 3 of Stranger Things.
Turn around. Look at what you see in her face.
Make believe I'm everywhere, giving a light. Written on the pages is the answer to a never-ending story. Ah, reach the stars, fly a fantasy.
That is one of those songs you have to sing if you know the words, and it just get. Oh, thank you.
I
love it.
The season slowed for me after the first couple of episodes, but it was a really, really long episode for the finale, and it was very tropey. Destruction in the mall, the big aliens back, they all have to work together, Elle's powers, blah, 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 and Dustin, by the way, is the MVP of that season. But when that song hit, I got pulled immediately back in.
It's available.
Oh, you can buy it.
I totally just bought it. It's available.
8:07 with the morning reboot. We're brought to you by Mike Buck State Farm in Sylvania. #SunPig. Mike, good luck with your new car. Hopefully you're your own insurer for it. Our friend Janet Amita will be by shortly.
Q105 Studio, sponsored by me.
All right, here we go at 8:20 on the morning reboot. It's Q105, Eric Chase and Floyd. Our friend Janet Amid is here, our psychic astrologer, ready to give you a free reading, 419-240-1055. I saw on the way to work this morning,
Yeah. There
was a massive full moon.
Yeah, big time.
It was gigantic.
Yeah, what's up with that?
Well, the full moon is when the sun and moon are in opposition to the sun and moon are opposing each other. So anytime we have a full moon, it's pretty heavy. And this is a good one because the sun is in Cancer. Can't talk today. Moon is in Capricorn. So we have this sort of like real intense vortex. And if they go on my Facebook, it explains how it's affecting each sign. So each sign is affected by it, but mainly Cancers, and I would think Cancers, Capricorn, Aries, and Libra specifically.
The week of the 1st, I was in a little chaotic mood, but other people were as well. And I know that it was a short week for some people, and sometimes that means a lot of work crammed into only a couple of days. Floyd was a little off. He had a passing in his family. Was something, can we go back to the week of the 1st? Was something crazy that time?
Well, what happened is Mercury went into retrograde July 8th, and that was a Monday. And so a week prior to that, anytime Mercury, the planet of communication, goes into retrograde, everything kind of goes, people say, well, it goes backwards. It doesn't go backwards. It goes closer to the Earth, therefore intensifying anything relating to communication. Now, people will always ask me, how do the planets affect us? Well, it's a frequency thing. It's a vibrational thing. So if you're born under, my dad always said, he was an astrologer, that the universe has order, and somehow the planets have to do with this order. order and how we're what we're born with, sun sign, moon sign, month, day, year, time of birth, city, and state. Your environment plays a big role in it because you like all that psychology stuff. So that has a lot to do with our environment, where we can work with it or work against it. So anytime, you know, Mercury goes retrograde, people born under Virgo, Geminis are affected. And the sign that it is retrograding in is also affected, which it happens to be Leo going backwards into Cancer.
Okay.
So it's affecting everybody, because somewhere in your charts out there, all of you listeners, you have this retrograde taking place in your chart based on your time of birth.
And we all impact the universe in some way.
All impact the universe.
Before we wrap up with you here, before 9 o'clock, we'll also get your take on the astrological news that people are aiming for on September 20th.
Oh.
Okay, sit tight for that.
That's a little stellium thing. Yep.
First up, hi, who's this? Hello?
Hi.
Hi, what's your name?
Brittany.
Hi, you say Brittany?
Yes.
Brittany, what's your question for Janet and Amit here this morning on
Q105? I am wondering when I will get my finances and find my career path and...
Well, the one thing is, you're an Aries, and Aries sometimes have a hard time with delaying gratification, but I don't know if I see you that way. I think you're pretty responsible with a lot of things you do. Your career path, your first cycle, as I, you know, you always hear me talk about these stages in our lives and these cycles and things like that. That first one took place in December of 2014 through 17. So if it didn't start then you're going to be kind of a late bloomer, and it might not be till later on, a couple years down the road. The thing that's happening right now is that this should be a very auspicious time for you for things to start moving in the right direction. You're actually an excellent worker. You're motivated. You're a go-getter, which is wonderful about you. But you also like to play, and you like to have a good time, and it's a big part of your personality as well. But you're such a motivated person, but you're excessive. You're either really in or you're really out, one of those things. So I would probably say that this can be a really good cycle for you. Now, Jupiter, the planet that rules opportunity, it's expansive. It's in a retrograde right now. Everything's retrograde. Jupiter, Mercury, but when it goes direct, I believe it's August 11, and then Mercury goes direct July 31st, you're going to feel a whole lot better. You're going to feel like, okay, I have my second wind, I'm going for it. You know what I'm saying? That's what I see kind of happening with you. But you have a lot of talent, and sometimes procrastination isn't always a good thing, but it's also, I think it can also give you an idea of what you want. There are people that get out of school, they know exactly what they want to do, and then there are people, I was like that too, that sort of like have to kind of have different careers to find out what really suits them. So you're kind of one of those people, but you're very talented, and you also are extraordinarily creative, and you're a leader with a lot of sensitivity. So you're really good. So don't be hard on yourself. Things will fall into place sooner than later, and I think it's going to be this year. The end of this year, beginning of next year at the latest.
Okay. Brittany. Thanks, Brittany. Good luck. Line two, Floyd, who's...
We have Tia.
Hi, Tia. Thanks for holding on
for
us.
I like that name.
Tia's on Q105. What is your question for Janet Amit?
Whether or not I should take the promotion at work.
Promotion at work. What do you do? I mean, because it shows here that you would be good in healthcare. You have sort of like a business sense too at the same time. Your moon sign is Aquarius. You are a Virgo. So you have two different sides to your personality. One says I'm methodical, detailed. The other side says I'm kind of like a person who likes to do things at my own pace. I like to kind of have fun. I don't like to be boxed in by rules, regulation. So that may have nothing to do with the cost of tea in China, but I would probably say, you know, Mercury's retrograde and it's affecting you because you are a Virgo. So if you can wait till after July 31st, I don't know when they want an answer from you. I don't know if this is the job that you're going to stay with. I think you're just here for now, and another couple years from now, you're going to be moving on to greater pastures. That's going to be in 2021. That's going to be a big move. It's going to be a big change, whether it's in your home, your foundation, and or your job. So whatever you do right now is not even the, it's not even the real thing. It's going to be like, even if you took the promotion, you'll move on down the road. See what I'm saying?
Yes.
But the promotion, losing my voice here.
You'll be all right.
The promotion can also be a segue into something better down the road too. So if what I would say is take the promotion, if you know, and then down the road, you'll see that something will open up for you in about a year, year and a half based on this promotion. You see what I'm saying? So I think it sounds like a good idea. You have to work on your motivation sometimes too, because you're smart, but sometimes you get a little distracted and you're up and down with your emotions a lot. Do you feel that way?
Yeah.
And your tolerance level is zero right now with people. I mean, you're like, I can't do this. So I definitely see that with you. But I would take the promotion. I think it would be a good thing for you to do. I think it's going to segue you, as I said, into something else down the road within a year, year and a half at the most. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thanks,
you're so welcome.
We've got more calls to come, and we'll also pick Janet's brain with the astrological event potentially happening on September 20th. Can you look up that date?
I already know what's going to happen.
What's going to happen?
A lot of things are going to happen. What? We're going to have like a stellium at that point. There's going to be some sort of changes going on in the universe and the cycles.
All right. Well, let's see if we don't disrupt our astrological neighbors on that day, and we'll get an answer for that to see if that's something you want to head out west for on September 20th. More calls for Janet and Amit are on the way here on
Q105. Q105 traffic sponsored by Max Auto on Q105.
All right, more with Janet and Amit, and Nicole has been kind enough to hold on. Hi, Nicole.
Hi there.
What's your question for Janet and Amit?
Looking at a job change, if that's a good idea.
You know, as you've heard me say, Mercury's retrograde, but did you know that you're born under a retrograde? I don't know if you knew that or not, but you are born under a retrograde. And what's interesting about that is you would be thinking very clearly during this time. Now, a job change at this point would be good for you astrologically. Again, I don't see you staying with this job change, because in December of 2020 through 2023, I know I give dates and all that, but I'm very specific about things. That's when you're going to have another shift in your work. So the last one that took place was in 2012 through 2014 and summer 2015. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah. So this one coming up, this job change that you're having now, is going to kind of, you're going to be there for about 2 years or so. And I feel like it can give you another promotion, or you're going to probably say, okay, I need to do something different. What's interesting is you work really well with the public. You remind me of somebody who'd be great in teaching. You're not necessarily in a classroom. I'm talking about motivating others. You're a leader, and I love that. I think it's a great quality you have. You're very psychological. You're great in healthcare. You have this sort of psychological side to your personality. You're very optimistic. Love that. You're good with investigations and figuring things out. You're a problem solver and a solution finder. So I think that this job change can be really good. But like I said, December 2020 through 2023, it's going to open up another door for you. Okay?
Okay, great. Thank you.
Good luck, sweetheart.
Thanks, Nicole. It's 8:35 on the morning reboot. More calls with Janet and Amit. Signs to come. 419-240-1055. On Q105. 8:42 on Q105. You can always text the show and call. I'd like to speak to Janet. 419-240-1055. We are brought to you by Mike Buck State Farm in Sylvania. Hashtag some pig. Amazon Prime Day is happening. Maybe some people would like to know if it's a good day to
today?
Today and tomorrow.
To buy things under a retrograde?
Yeah.
You're just going to return it. Yeah.
This is why you're here. This is why you're
here. Shut Amazon down right now.
You know he's one of the richest guys in the world.
Jeff Bezos?
Yes.
Well, he's half as rich now because with the split with his wife is done.
Oh,
she took half. Hi, is this Janet?
Yes, this is Janet.
Hi, Janet for Janet. What's your Janet question for Janet?
So I would like to know about my finances.
Well, you know, the interesting thing about Leos is they spend money like water. But I don't think you're a typical Leo with that. That's why you can never go by sun sign alone. I think you're conscientious and careful of it, but I think you're in a very difficult stage of your life right now. That's been going on for about a year and a half, 2 years. And if you've noticed, it's suddenly everything's just falling apart financially. I'm not trying to be negative. I'm just saying that you're feeling it. You know what I'm saying? You're feeling that heaviness that's going on. Not only is it about money, though, it's also about relationships. It's about people, situations. And the interesting interesting part about this is you had gone through a kind of a similar part of your life way back 10 years ago. So it was like 09, 2010. So it's come back to kind of bite you in the butt. So it's going to get better because it's just a stage, just a phase of your life right now, but it doesn't mean it's going to linger too long. So I would say by the end of the year, beginning of next year, of course, we're going to have the holidays. That's a given. But if around January, February of 2020, you're really going to notice a big shift where you'll start to feel like there's light at the end of the tunnel. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So does that make sense to you a few years back? Because 09, 2010, 2011, that sucked. It was a really hard cycle. Money, relationships, and that similar thing is going on now. Not the exact same aspects, but you're still feeling the effects of it in that way. So your money situation is good. You do spend a lot of money on kids, family. That's like really vital to you. You're a very nurturing person, and you're very cautious with money, which is unlike a Leo, because like I said, they spend money like water, but you are cautious, and I like that. But it just that you've had these unexpected expenditures in the last year and a half, 2 years, and it's been knocking on your butt. So it will get better.
You are right on the money. It is just amazing to me how right on the money you are.
Thank you. I hope I'm on the money when I say it's going to get better. So I do. I feel like it will.
I absolutely believe that it's going to.
I know it will.
Thanks, Janet. We appreciate the phone call. We don't have Janet on because she's wrong. Mm-hmm.
Well, nobody's perfect. I mean, I'm good at what I do, but, you know, we're human. My father always said, practice humility. So I am very humble.
We'll get to some signs and
some
also...
Some people are rolling their eyes, by the
you
way.
Did, screw them. And you did say that September 20th is
a good day.
Good time to take a trip.
It's a good day to take a trip. It's a moon's in Gemini. There's some squares going on during that time in oppositions, but and I don't get too much into that. But it is a good day for anything related to... Because there's hardly any retrogrades that time.
Hold tight for that. We'll see if that thought
on a roll
aligns with what people are planning. And what did you say about my romantic life?
I said that you're going to make a really solid commitment after December 2020. That's going to be your period of, and I want you to write it down because I don't want you to say, you didn't say that. Yes, I did. December 2020 through 2023 is a commitment period and for you. But you are a very particular type of person and you need a particular type of girl. Communication's important to you. And if she can kind of tap into your higher consciousness thing.
My intellect and my soul.
You're very intuitive and you have a lot, because you have a lot of your planets in your ninth house. In English, it means that you're on a higher plane when it comes to communication. You have to have that higher awareness. Somebody that can really understand you and gives you space, and she has to be an animal lover.
Oh, yeah.
If she doesn't like animals, done
Floyd.
Deal.
Yes.
So you hear that? I have till December of 2020 to screw around.
You have a while.
No.
8:46 of the morning
You'll
reboot.
Meet her way before that.
Signs and whether or not this Facebook event is a good idea with Janet next. 8:59. We are about to wrap up here on Q105 with the morning reboot. We don't have much time. We don't have time to do signs, so we can get those on your Facebook page.
Absolutely. But I want to mention that we have a full moon lunar eclipse on July 16th. It faces off with the sun in Cancer. It's opposing the sun. So it has a lot to do with our anxiety level. It's a good time to get things kind of, you know, prepared, ready. Like if you want to make a job change, anything with your finances, things like that, you know, prepare it. Get it going. Plan it, and then after July 31st, implement it. August is going to be a good month because Jupiter also goes direct on August 11, which is wonderful because we have these two retrogrades that are causing us to feel a little fuzzy.
And with things being in retrograde, anything you buy from Prime for Amazon, you're going to return?
No, it just means that it's very important to be decisive when you buy something under a retrograde.
Okay.
Especially this one.
Floyd's right. Deals, not so dealy.
Yeah, they're not so dealy.
It's Q105, the morning reboot. Remember, we'll have a podcast posted for you of today's show before 10 o'clock. Text Eric to 419-240-1055. I've been hitting you about September 20th, correct?
Yeah.
And you've said it's a good time to take a trip.
And
we talk about the planets.
Yeah.
Planets, astronomy, and astrology are intertwined in some ways.
Somewhat, yeah.
In some planets across the universe, there are other life forms.
Right.
Nearly a million Facebook users say they're going to raid Area 51 in Nevada. Nevada, on September 20th in a quest to see aliens. More than 800,000 others say they're interested. The clearly, or not so clearly, tongue-in-cheek Facebook event is titled Storm Area 51, They Can't Stop Us All, and states, we can run faster than their bullets.
They will not be successful on that day if they decide to do that.
Is that your logic or your astrology?
Both. Because my logic says there it's too heavily protected. Mm-hmm. My astrology says the moon is in Gemini, so they're talking big right now. It's squaring the sun, opposing Jupiter. So when you have what we call a grand square, it means everything's kind of hitting you from... It's a good day to take a trip because you have good planets and direct and all that. But when you do something like that, you're just... It's not... No.
So it's not a good day to run.
Well, they're talking
towards a fenced-in area with barbed wire.
Right, but they're talking about it under a retrograde. Really? I don't think it's going to work out. They're going to change their mind probably by another couple weeks. Well, I'd say middle of August. It'll be a whole done deal.
What if they run like this?
I don't think
so. I'm doing my Notaro run.
Naruto run?
Naruto?
You're such a ballerina.
He is.
I'm so dainty.
You are. And he sweated off like 20 pounds being dressed in drag from like 11 to 1.
I saw that. I was showing my friend Dennis yesterday your picture.
Yeah, I know him.
How do you know him?
I met him at the bar.
He's one of my good friends. Yeah, he and Norm got married. And
your numbers and contact info.
Oh, I forgot. Okay, yeah. 419-882-5510, 419-882-5510. I still have AOL, so it's Janet Admitted AOL. I can't help it. When computers came out way back in the 90s, that's what I came up with. Mike's husband put me on that, so I stuck with it.
Did you ever see The NeverEnding Story?
I think so. I see a lot of stuff.
What do you remember about it?
Isn't it sort of like a fantasy type thing? Like, isn't it about like Peter Pan and all that? A
little bit, yeah. It's close enough.
Yeah. Why? Oh, shoot.
Well, you're going to get to it in Stranger Things, but this.
Turn around. Look at what you see.
Is that you singing?
No.
Oh, I thought that was
Dustin.
Oh, yeah. I'm gonna watch it. Give it in the I like that.
This could be my favorite song.
Look at him!
I love it!
Floyd is so full of rhythm.
Yes!
It had the dog, the luck dragon.
Yeah, the luck dragon, yeah.
Look at you. He's going with it.
That one fell for it.
Yeah! I like that.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Q105 Studios, sponsored by Nationwide.